Blog Talk Radio.
Happy New Year to all of you that's listening to Let's Talk Truth radio broadcast. I'm your host, Lois Bullock, and we're here today to start this new year off with a bang. Thank you for our guests that's in our audience today. We're going to be talking about honesty and how we breach prosperity from within us. Everyone knows that you must prosper within before you can prosper anyplace else. So we're talking about honesty and how that breeds prosperity within. We're also going to examine some of the unrealistic goals that we set for ourselves at the beginning of the year. We have so many people that sit around and just declare what their New Year's resolution is going to be. Some of these things are very unrealistic. So when we set unrealistic goals, that means we're not being honest with ourselves. And because of that dishonesty, we have some very disappointing days ahead of us. And those disappointing days will contribute to how our prosperity declines around us. And so we want to understand that. We want to start this year off really, really well. We're here today, and we have in our studio our guest for the first broadcast in the year of 2013, Shannon, let's give you a hand. We also have, they probably won't participate in the broadcast, but we have Shaniqua. Let's give her a hand. Later, I want you all to, we're going to address, Shaniqua is her government name, but her stage name is Baby Girl. And I'm going to tell y'all why that's very significant to our show later on in the show. So we're going to, let's welcome now Baby Girl. Not that she has split personalities, but she's Shaniqua one time and then she's Baby Girl again. Okay, we also have in our studio today is Louise. She made it back over here. Come on, Louise. And without further ado, we have a gentleman here that absolutely blesses us to the core in more ways than one. Number one, he's a stand-up comedian. He's just a jack of all trades, Mr. Motivator. Let's give him a hand. Thank y'all for our audience. We want y'all to give our audience a hand. We may as well give our staff a hand as well, because our staff actually set our green room up today. We had good New Year's Eve food today and drinks. So let's give our staff a hand. Okay, so now that we've given everybody a hand, let's start the show. Now listen, we're talking about today, honesty, reach prosperity within. So that means I've got to actually be honest with myself in order to prosper. I believe there's a scripture that says, I would that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So where is the soul? Within. So we must prosper within in order for it to show up on the outside. Now, as I say in the beginning of every show, I am not here to preach to you, but we're talking about Let's Talk Truth. The only way we can arrive at the truth in any situation, we must apply Christ to that situation. He has to be the center of it. He has to be the beginning and the end of it, or you can never arrive at truth. So if we're going to let's talk truth, let's get down to the nitty-gritty, talking truth, the first broadcast of 2013. How honest are we when we're making our New Year's resolution? Are we setting unrealistic goals for ourselves? Like, you know, now I'm like a size 6, and I'm going to say by next week I'm going to be a size 2. Anybody that want to believe that, go right ahead and believe that. No, I'm not a size 6. But we do set unrealistic goals. And then we set goals that we know we have no, that we're not going to keep. We're not going to keep these goals. So some of you that's here on the panel today, talk to me. Tell me about some of these dishonesty that we know about. How about, you know, the dishonesty that's going on? Who wants to talk first?
Okay. I think why we set such unrealistic goals is because we think that we're going to achieve these goals. We start out with good intentions of setting the, you know,
accomplishment.
However, there's a fine line between reality and what is it, fakeism or whatever you want to call it. So if you want to get right down to it, you know, whatever goals you set, you got to try to make sure that you don't make it too far out there in the near future or make it too big to the point where it becomes less realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So with some of us, like if we're trying to lose weight, instead of us saying that I want to lose 100 pounds within the next couple of months, what we should try to do is break our goals down into smaller, more manageable bites. Instead of trying to make it so big that automatically it's going to be way out there and it's unachievable.
Now, you said something a minute ago, Louise, that was really on point when you said that we have good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about the honesty part.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
Just because our intentions are good, do we always set our goals based on reality? You know, we can have good intentions. Yes, it's my goal, everybody's goal. We're going to be a better this. We're going to do better. We're going to lose weight. We're going to look better. Everything is better, better, better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those are in itself good intentions. But how realistic are the goals that we set? And I promise you, I've done it over the years. A lot of people have done it over the years. We've set these unrealistic goals. And then we get down to the point where we're disappointed in ourselves, which causes us to basically compound our problem because we are not able to accomplish the goals that we've set. And one thing I want to ask, and you all can address this, why is it always weight? That, you know, we're always going to do better about our weight. We're always going to lose weight. We're going to do this. We're going to lose weight. Everything is about losing weight. Why do you think that's an intention of ours, and how unrealistic do we set those goals?
I think one of the reasons why a lot of us focus on weight, and those of us especially when we go visit the doctor and go for checkups, sometimes, or most of the times, physicians will remind us that, hey, you should cut back on the weight because it could run you into other health problems. Therefore, that's why you find a lot of people start trying to look at ways to deal with gaining too much weight or being overweight. So it's an important issue. It could have a lot to do with our longevity. It could have a lot to do with the aging process in our lives if we can focus on our weight, at least to have to try to get it to a weight that will be better for your body.
Mm-hmm.
When we are overweight, it affects a lot of our joints. It causes us to have problems with our knees, and some of us have problems with our feet. There are so many things that are a factor when we're dealing with weight issues. I think, as Louise said, that we can set some realistic, obtainable goals and just really think things out. If you've been eating during the year, and most of the time, when your spouse fixes your dinner or when you fix your dinner, if you fill up a platter or you fill up a tray, that could be one of the problems that's causing you to have weight issues. And if you could sit down and think about it, maybe I should try to get a smaller plate or get something so that I won't put as much food. But if you're doing something that's that's causing you to gain more weight every year, and it may be something small, just like cutting back on that and not using a tray or a platter to fill it up with food and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So once you make that adjustment and then look at other things that you could do, maybe go for a walk occasionally,
mm-hmm.
and try to eat more foods that are more healthy and nutritious. And for some of us, especially when we're flying out of town, you know, like you, Lois, I know you're on the road quite often, and you're doing shows, and sometimes you're meeting with your guests. We have to watch when we get in from the airport, and we're tired, and we eat a meal before we get into bed. Sometimes eating too late, and little small things that we can look at and add to our goals list and adjust these things can make a difference. That's why I think weight is an issue, and there are millions of people who made resolutions that they're going to lose weight. But if you have stated that my New Year's resolution is I will lose 100 pounds within 30 days, that's really not realistic, and especially if you haven't pulled yourself away from the table.
Mm-hmm. You know, I want to interject on that. You think why we have the – we always lose – we always – everyone, their New Year's resolution is let's lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great thought. The concept is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have any staying power with anything that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So why would losing weight be any different? What would change the fact if you've been fat all year, what makes the end of one year and the beginning of the new year make you have the willpower to lose weight?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have it before that, you're not going to have it now.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be real. You have to be realistic with that, because a lot of people spend these money on, they have diet pills. If you look on television, it's always some new miracle word coming out. Just sprinkle it on your food, and the weight falls off. Number one, I'd be leery of anything that tells me I can eat anything I want as long as I sprinkle some powder on what I'm eating. Everything that I eat is going to just dissipate. It's going to eat your belly fat right away. Everyone's looking for quick fixes.
Mm-hmm.
Either getting, you know, the gastric bypass, lap band, and you got people getting the lipo, and you have the ice, the fat freeze, where they freeze the fat in your belly and break it down and make you sick. It doesn't even sound humane to me.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same token, we don't have any staying power. That's what any resolution. Lord, I promise I'm not going to, I promise you I'm not going to have no more kids next year. Well, you knew what it took when you made them other four or five children that you got to understand for. So why not understand how you got this one? Just like Bo Jeffrey said, if you're saying, oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, you're not changing your habits. You're not changing what you're doing. So it takes it's a paradigm shift in the sense. You have to change your mindset. You can't make a resolution and say, I'm going to do this next year. What you can say is, if you've already had a mind shift, and you can say, thank you, Lord, for my mind shift, and entering into this year,
mm-hmm.
going forward, this is what I'll be implementing into my life at this point. But you can't sit up here and make these empty promises to yourself, those around you. I promise I'm going to buy you a car in July. Then by the time July over, you know what happened was, excuse me, I'm, you know, The times is hard, gas is high, the economy. So it's just, we're not realistic with ourselves. We have no staying power.
Yes.
None whatsoever. How many people I see come to my job with bags we're going to work out? Which I'm saying, don't go on, guys. It's too cold outside.
No.
What's cold outside to do with you working out now? So it all boils down to us not being real with who we are in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm a big girl. So if I'm a big girl, I can say, I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, my New Year's resolution is to lose weight. No, I can say I want to be healthy because I'm getting older. So what I'm going to be more cognizant of things that I eat, how late I eat, how much I eat, things like that. And if you become active, the weight's going to fall off. I'm not going to make a resolution to say, I'm going to lose weight and this is a promise. No, because I like cookies. I like ice cream. I'm going to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just things that you have to be real. I'm real with myself, and that's what the thing about some people are not real with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what, now that is, what she said is just awesome because the title of our show is Honesty Reads Prosperity Within.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not honest with your expectations of yourself and you're doing unrealistic, setting unrealistic goals, then the prosperity is not going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And we do this though in everything that we do. Just as she said, we have no staying power.
Mm-hmm.
Our mind will allow us to think of a lot of things, but how many of us are going to go through with what we are thinking about? You know, I'm gonna have a bigger savings account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm gonna put at least $200 a month in savings. That's what I'm going to do, and then by 6 months into the year, you haven't saved $5. Because I believe we're going on what we want to do too much.
I tell
everybody at the beginning of the show, you have to allow Christ in here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to see him for what we really are supposed to do and how we're really supposed to be doing it?
We don't
see him at all. But we sit here, we make all of these promises to ourselves, and then it causes us to be so frustrated with ourselves. And you see a lot of people and you wonder, well, how did they do this and how did they do that? Well, one way they did it is because they ignored God and ignored everybody around them, and they're really just focusing on themselves. Because I believe that if we're going to make any resolution, we have to consider we're not in here alone. If I'm going to eat different foods, I've got a family I've got to feed. We've got to all sit down at the table and eat at night. So how much of what I'm going to do is going to affect them? So that's just with anything that we do. I'm not going to lie anymore this year. Okay, if I'm going to focus on not lying, then I've got to
stop lying. You're saying you're
going to
quit lying.
Somebody made me do it. You know, if it wasn't for so-and-so, see, I wouldn't have ever told that lie if she had never shown up. You know what I'm saying? Because we set these unrealistic goals, and the prosperity from within, you have to prosper from within. You have to make changes from within you, not on the outside of you. And I never make a resolution that I'm going to lose weight, because I frankly believe that I'm going to catch the culprit that stole my body. I mean, I had this meat, little petite, size 7 body, went to bed one night, and I woke up the next day, someone had stolen my body and left me this life. You know, well, I'm going to find that booger, and when I do it, I'm taking my body back. So that's not a resolution. I'm not dieting or doing anything for that. I'm going to take back the body that is supposed to be mine. Okay, Mr. Motivator?
I agree. I think we have to be honest with ourselves. If you can be honest with yourself and then make a commitment to yourself, before some people look at being honest with themselves, sometimes I think they get caught up into trying to impress their colleagues and their friends. So they go and make an announcement, I'm going to lose 70 pounds, 50 pounds, and then when they realize and they go get on the scale and they've gained another 70 pounds, then they want to hide from their friends and they don't want anyone to see them. And therefore, I think that's why it's so important to be honest with yourself and do it for you, not to impress other people. Now, I have had some friends who were successful. They went on crash diets, and they lost massive weight. But, again, I think we have to be honest with ourselves, because I think you have to do it in a way that's realistic. That's right. It's not hard, because you can force something on yourself, on your body.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? If you're not careful, it can come right back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, therefore, it's important to set goals and to form habits. And most of us know it takes 31 days to form a habit. And if we can work towards forming the good habit, it's going to compensate. But if you just do something overnight and you just do one of these crash diets and then you haven't formulated those habits of doing what you need to do, hey, it could come back and there you are in even more of a trying situation.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think personally it's not even about the friends. Most people can't even be honest with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Most of us don't even believe in mortality.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we believed in mortality, if people knew that there's definitely an end to this, to what we know as our lives, if you definitely
mm-hmm.
focus on that,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the stuff that we go through will be petty.
Mm-hmm.
All this backbiting, talking about each other, it's time out for that.
Mm-hmm.
We said this, next year I'm going to be nice with Sister Jenkins, even though she stepped on my toe, because, you know, all that, especially in the church. You have people who go to church every Sunday. They go to church, but church is nowhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
You're built on quoting different scriptures. You quote all these things. Well, if you tell me the Star-Spangled Banner over and over, I'm going to memorize it, and I know I can repeat it back to you. Don't mean I know about it. I don't understand what it means. So it's the same thing. It's like teaching someone Spanish. I mean, I understand what it means, but hola, ¿cómo estás? Okay, I can say it, but if no one taught me what it means, I don't know that means hello, how you doing? So we don't have any type of thought about ourselves in a realistic fashion.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a fantasy world. We think that, you know, whatever I dish out is okay, and then when I decide I want to change it, it's all right. Or if I just me, because I have a problem with being tactful.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that if I say something any kind of way to somebody, you know, that's just how it comes out. I mean, and that's wrong. That's wrong to think that. It really is. But you have to weigh out what your faults are and say, okay, look, be real with yourself. This is my shortcoming. I'm going to say, Lord, I'm going to do my best to let you take over this shortcoming for me in this coming year. Instead of doing this, we have these laundry lists of things
mm-hmm.
and ridiculous things. I'm not going to talk to my baby daddy no more, my second baby daddy. Or I'm going to go to church every Sunday in the month of Easter. It's the Easter month. When is Easter? You know, things like that. Just little ridiculous things we make these lists for.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't keep up with none of it.
Mm-hmm.
With none of it. We have no discipline. We have anything because we live in the moment. We don't think, we just look at this little square on the picture. But if you stand back, you'll see that it's a map.
Mm-hmm.
You're just looking at a little squiggly line on the map.
Exactly.
It's a whole bunch of other freeways and roads.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to it, and we don't. So every year, we come with the same thing. Most people do good for about 30, 31 days. Oh, I'm doing good. It's been 30 days. I'm dieting. I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
But when February hit and they had the little cakes and stuff rolling through the office,
mm-hmm.
and you smuggling them in your purse and going to the car eating so nobody see you eat them,
mm-hmm.
then you really broken your resolution right there and you're shamed.
Mm-hmm.
Set realistic goals for yourself.
Yes.
Be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, you won't be no such thing as a New Year's resolution or letting down yourself when you don't follow through with your New Year's resolution.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's awesome. Go ahead.
I want to add, and there, sometimes people set New Year's resolutions and they talk about, hey, I want to make more money this year. I want to advance on my job. I want to move up to a high-level position. And all of a sudden, they get a pink slip. they get laid off. That's why it's so important to set goals. Because if you don't have a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C, and you're like, I'm going to make more money, and I'm going to buy some teeth, and all of a sudden you get laid off.
Mm-hmm.
You can't purchase the denture that you were thinking about purchasing.
Mm-hmm.
Your world has collapsed.
That's right.
And if you set realistic goals, you can overcome the setbacks and the hurdles
mm-hmm.
that get in your way.
Exactly. All of y'all are just talking about some really, really, really good points. And we're talking about being honest with ourselves or being honest within. So we have to absolutely do, you know, just do what we need to do in order to make sure things are happening the way we want it to happen. We're talking about honesty breeds prosperity from within. So how much of what we're coming to at the end of the year, how much of our end of the year is honest? You know, are we honest about? How many of us have ever made a New Year's resolution to be a better person? I'm going to treat people better this new year than I did last year. I'm going to be there for them in ways that I never was before. So these are the things that we have to understand. We did our Christmas show, and it was so awesome because our Christmas show, we talked about it's more than a feeling. And I think these two shows kind of run hand in hand because at Christmas time, oh, that's a magical time of the year. Oh, we're going to do this, and we're going to do this, and I'm going to get us for tots, and I'm going to make someone a pan of dressing, and I'm going to buy drinks for them, and I'm going to feed 6.2 people. We make all this because we have so much love in our heart during this time of the year. And we have so much brimming out of us during the new year, coming up to the new year. Oh, I'm just geared for change. I'm going to change everything. And so this is, at Christmas time, when I said it's more than a feeling, you can't feel your way into magic, the magical Christmas. You can't feel your way into the love you're supposed to have at Christmas time. You can't guess your way into the new year and try to come up with something new that's going to prosper you from within. Do we really know what prosperity is? Prosperity is growth. Growth, positive growth. That's what prosperity is. Positive growth. I'm going to grow inside. I'm going to grow in what I do, how I do it. I'm going to grow financially. I'm going to grow spiritually. I'm just going to grow. So in order for these changes to be made coming into the new year, what do you have to do? Honesty. A lot of us aren't honest enough to even realize I need to make a change. We think that if I change the way I look and I can wear a really tight skirt or my pants, my slacks are going to hang a certain way on my body, that's prosperity. No, it isn't. No, it has nothing to do with what you're feeling. Go ahead.
I think you are absolutely correct, Lois. I think we have to sometimes take a personal observation and make an assessment of what's going on around us and be honest with ourselves. There are some people who have set goals or resolutions for better hygiene,
mm-hmm.
okay? But you have to be realistic. Now, if you hear people saying, hey, you're going to sit there, Joe, sit in that seat, and they're making faces. You see people getting sick. Our people are looking at Joe and say, Joe's breath, he's a nice guy, but
mm-hmm.
Joe's breath, it just makes you want to just get sick,
mm-hmm.
okay? Joe has to get out of denial and be
mm-hmm.
realistic. And if he knows that, hey, people want to run away from him
mm-hmm.
because of his breath or his hygiene, hey, Joe needs to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
He can't be in denial and hey, my goal this year is better hygiene. But Joe doesn't want to apply soap and water to his body.
Right.
Joe doesn't want to brush his teeth and carry a Tic Tac.
Mm-hmm.
We have to set realistic goals. Joe is not going to do, he's not going to have any friends, and people will constantly run away from him, talk about him, and give him strange looks when he walks into the environment if he doesn't snap out of the now and realize he needs to jump in that shower and scrape whatever needs to be scraped.
Exactly. You know, Mr. Motivator, you're so right. But let me tell you what I want. We're going to use another name because I have a really good friend named Joe who I'm sure is listening to our show.
I'm sorry, that was
awesome. So, Mr. Motivator just used the word Joe, so we're going to say Ralph, okay? Joe, we love you, and I do hope you're listening to our show. And I do hope you know Mr. Motivator is not talking about you because I don't believe that you are a person that has these hygiene problems.
Yes.
But we love you anyway, okay? Now, getting back to the broadcast, talking about honesty within, it is so, how many of us really, really, really know how good it feels when you've told the truth on yourself? It's awesome when you can feel good about yourself, and it doesn't matter what other people think of you. As long as you know you're motivated to do the right thing. And we have to be motivated to do something right and motivated to do something good. What motivates us during this time of the year? What really motivates you to set unrealistic goals? Why is it it's certain things that you want to do? Why is it so important to you now? Why wasn't it important to you 6 months ago or 9 months ago? Why is it important right now? And I don't know if we can be honest when we answer that question, but I believe firmly that it's the idea that we have a second chance, another chance at doing it. So if you have another chance to do something that you let become stagnant in your life, if you allow something to become stagnant and stay there and start to stink and really tear up your life, and then all of a sudden here comes a new year, you've got another opportunity to correct that. So I think that's really part of our motivational, the motivational aspect of us doing resolutions in the first place. It's giving us a second chance at something we messed up on. Okay, Mr. Motivator?
You are so correct. I think even in areas where some of us look at our social lives and maybe relationships, maybe if there are people who are single who may be wanting to meet Mrs. Wright or they want to meet Mr. Wright, they want to meet that dynamic potential spouse for the future, okay? If we're realistic, maybe that person should look at, why is it I'm not attracting people? Is it my attitude? Is there something about me? And if you know that you have a nasty little attitude and a dirty little disposition, you don't ever speak to people, you never smile at anyone, and you always have frowns in your face, maybe these are some areas where you could set some goals to change from that. Maybe a smile. Maybe look at people with a different attitude. Make a few changes in those areas, and guess what? You could end up attracting more people, and your life could be more interesting. But I think some people that are single have such terrible attitudes and their dispositions, and they wonder why nobody ever looks at me. I know I'm gorgeous and beautiful, and I don't know why these guys don't see that in me. Okay, it's your little nasty attitude. Okay, and if we can change some of these little things and set some goals, then I'm going to act sweeter. I'm going to look prettier, and I'm going to do some things to enhance my attitude, my outer appearance, and just treat people the way I would like for people to treat me. Just those little change, those few adjustments can be a tremendous turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
So those that are listening this year that are single and you want to have more fun, you want to meet more interesting people, you have to project what you want to come your direction. Lack begets lack.
Exactly. I understand what you're saying. And you know, a lot of us, I know we've heard people say this over and over again. Well, you don't know me like that. And in order for you to like me, you've got to get to know me. But sometimes it's hard getting past all of that outer garbage to get to the person to like them. You're so turned off about by the first thing you see that you don't want to get to know somebody. Who wants to be abused while you're getting to know somebody? I mean, that's something. I mean, you're gonna talk about me and make me feel really bad about myself just so I can get to know you?
Yeah.
I don't want to know you if that's the, you know, because whatever really we project in the first place, that's who we are.
Yeah.
We're talking about being honest. Believe me, if somebody is mean and hateful to you, that's the kind of person they are. Believe them.
Yeah.
You know, don't try to think, oh, they must be different. No, whatever they show you, that's what you believe they are. That's
yeah.
what they are.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to get to that point. Mm-hmm. Honesty. You have to be honest with yourself in order for prosperity to grow within you. So, Shannon,
mm-hmm.
offer something else. Tell me something else about how being honest.
Well, number one, in anything that you do, if you're not honest, like again, like I've said repeatedly, and I hate to have to keep repeating the same thing, but if you're not honest with yourself, it's up there first. Because you're going to project whatever's inward, whatever you have inward,
mm-hmm.
it's going to come out. So whatever you have, whatever you're feeling on the inside, you know how some people say some of that the way you feel shows on your face? You can hide your face. It's going to come out in your attitude. It's going to come out in different things that you do. But more importantly, you have to make sure that you make a conscientious decision to decide at that point. First of all, be with God and find out what's important.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we're saying we're going to do things, and that's God, not God's, you know, perfect will. Permissive will, yes, but not perfect. And that's it.
I agree with that. That was a beautiful statement you made. We have to be honest with ourselves, and we really have to look close at ourselves and look for things that we can do to improve. There was a young man, a nice-looking gentleman, and he was frustrated. He was like, I was out with this young lady, and I thought we were having a great time, and we just couldn't hit it off. But he figured out, what did you do something? What was it? And he realized he had a habit of digging in his nose. That can turn people off. I mean, who's gonna shake hands with you and you're digging in your little nose? So there are areas that we need to be careful with and change some of those things.
We absolutely. You know, to say that's humorous, and we understand that. But there are a lot of things that turn you off about people.
Mm-hmm.
And by not being honest with yourself, you're not committed to change those things. But we should be committed to change regardless. A lot of us, we're so set in our ways, and the only thing we want to change is what we see we need to change. But if we are affecting the lives of people around us, we really need to start being honest and make sure that we're doing things that's going to feed our prosperity. I want to prosper. Now, I don't want to have a lot of money and no friends.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to stand and preach the gospel and have nobody want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? It's just so many things in your day-to-day life. I try to be friendly if I go to the grocery store. But there are some people that need to make a New Year's resolution just to look better in the face. I mean, they're so mean, and that demeanor is so horrible. It's so gruff. how can you be a gruff looking female? You know?
Yeah, you're right. You made another good point, boss. And again, I don't want the men to think that I'm picking on them, but I think we do have to look at things like that. And if over the years, you find it, you've always been, what's the word, cheap. When you have opportunities to go out with women, and the best place you can take them to, or only place you want to take them to, is maybe the McDonald's or something like that. And I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that if you don't have any money, you're out. But when you have a job and you have someone that's special in your life, and that's the only place you want to take them, or if you do go to a restaurant, you're sitting there and you're looking for everybody to get the bill, and you don't even want a tip. Okay, and everybody's putting out, throwing in some money for the tip, and you put a quarter up on the table. You cheap thing, you. If you can't be generous, how can you expect things to multiply for you, and you're being known as Mr. Cheap? And when you go home to your family, and they look at you and they brag, that's Junior. Junior, he's tight. He's always been, and you're sitting up there smiling because you think you're a hero because you've been tight.
Yeah, that's not cute at all. That's not cute at all. See, so we find that we really need to change a lot of things about ourselves while we're sitting up being so dishonest and thinking that certain things are the only things we need to make a New Year's resolution about. But there's a lot of things we need to change about ourselves, especially if you ever go to a restaurant and you leave a tip and you have to turn around and make your friend put it back on the table.
I've had that a few times, and you know what? I don't take those friends out to the restaurant too often.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they tell you, you're leaving them too much.
Yeah.
But it's not to go in your pocket. So it's a lot of things we need to change about ourselves. And people don't realize you can be so tight with your money. If you got your hand held so tight and can't nothing go out of it,
yes,
nothing's going to come in it either.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's so much the reason our prosperity is not really going. And a lot of people think that just because they got money, they got everything.
You're right. And I think they don't realize that there's a law called the law of reciprocation. It's in motion. They go spend the night at the hotel. They take all the towels. They take the sheets and the blankets. And you expect to be the walk in prosperity. And when you're stealing everything, I mean, the car door opens, and all the toilet paper in the hotel, they put that in the back seat.
Listen, Mr. Motivator, I know this from firsthand. I was married to a pastor at one time.
Yes.
And we had a chartered bus. We went out of town to a church gathering. When we left the hotel, we were all on the bus getting ready to leave. And the bus was being held up because the manager or what have you of the hotel got up on the bus and said, I must, and we don't do this very often. But listen, you guys have got to bring back the pillows and the sheets and the comforters. We have nothing on these beds.
Yes.
With these 20-some rooms we had rented, we had paid for.
Yeah.
I felt so little.
Yes.
Now, talking, we're Holy Ghost filled, tongue-talking, Bible-toting.
Yeah.
And people just were pulling out all. I felt so bad.
Yes.
Because those are the things, that's that thing that's working on the inside of us that holds up that prosperity. See, these are the things that we really need to look at.
Yes.
What makes me tick during the day? How do I function? How am I interacting with people? How am I when I go out to a place? What do people see? What am I leaving to say I've been here?
Yes.
You know, not the fact that there's no towels, sheets, or blankets on the bed and pillows. You know, if that's what I left behind, that my reputation, the next time that bus pulls in somewhere, what are they going to say?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
That was so horrible. And that's actually a true story.
Wow.
So, you know, we tease and we have our comedic moments. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, that was a true scenario. And it really left something heavy in my heart to see that happen. So we're talking about honesty and how it breeds prosperity. We want to prosper in our hearts, first of all. And we want people to look at us and understand that is a loving, giving person.
Yes.
And then we can, you know, we'll work on that, the rest of that stuff that's going on.
I agree with you, Lois. You are so right on it. There are some people that I won't go into the grocery store with them because we're near talking and laughing and having fun in the grocery store, and they're eating all of the grapes and the pickles and the olives and they're eating everything in the store, and then they have the nerve to burp and loud, and that is so embarrassing. I choose not to even go in the grocery store because the managers will hate you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you got to open up a can of sardines and get a couple of bites out of a can of sardines, you know that person has gone too far.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What we have to understand, we really need to focus on, we're hilarious with some of the things we do. It's absolutely comical in some of the things that we do, but it all has to do with those false expectations that we're putting out there, things that we've made false promises to ourselves. And because our promises are not easily, they're not realistic and we can't accomplish those things, it makes us bitter inside. You know, we blame it on something else, but we're actually bitter. Suppose I make a resolution that I'm going to do a particular thing. It's so unrealistic. I'm not going to reach that goal. And then when it doesn't happen, what do you think is going to happen to me? I'm going to border on depression and everything else, and I'm not going to be a happy camper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to blame it on something else. I'm never going to blame it on the fact that I made a goal. I set a goal, and I set it with the bar too high. Because we are only human. We have to meet certain goals based on certain realities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we have to do. Louise, you got something you want to add?
Yes. What I would like to say is that who you are is the person that other people don't see. Now, the question is, when you say you're honest, you're being honest, are you that person that, you know, that you're not putting on because other people are watching you?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if other people are watching, naturally you're going to put on a good front. But the question is, who are you when no one is watching you?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for example, if you go somewhere and you think nobody's watching you, are you going to slip a few items in your purse just because you think nobody's watching you?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you just going to know that I'm going to have to go ahead on and act the way that I know that no matter what I do, somebody's going to be watching me, whether you know that or not? So,
you know, you hit a good point there, because integrity and honesty walk hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to allow your integrity to stay in place,
mm-hmm.
whether you're in front of the camera or behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where a lot of us mess up. I tell children everywhere, youngsters, the very way you act in front of your parents,
mm-hmm.
that's how you need to act when you're not in front of them. That's
mm-hmm.
honesty. That's integrity.
Exactly.
So whatever it is, whatever goal I'm setting forth for myself, that goal is what I should strive to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to strive to accomplish the goals that I've set, whether I'm in front of the camera or behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
It still has to be a part of what I'm trying to do for myself. That's the honest part of it.
Mm-hmm. I heard the last show that you did. I was out of town, but it was a great show. And I heard a gentleman on your show mention about people setting goals to do something to for the people that are less fortunate. And I think the gentleman mentioned about feeding the homeless people.
Mm-hmm.
And he said there are some people that will set goals and, hey, this year, Thanksgiving, I'm going to give a dinner to a homeless person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, is that a realistic goal? Or are we setting goals that gives us a warm fuzzy? I mean, you want to give this, feed this person one time,
mm-hmm.
but what about, will that meal, that one meal, get them through the entire year? There are people out there that sleep in the streets that are homeless, don't have a place, don't have any food for the entire year. And I think when we set realistic goals, we're going to look at having an impact or a numerical amount where we can affect more than just one person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I gave that person a plate at Thanksgiving, and I'm so happy about that. And every year I'll try Thanksgiving to find a homeless person and give them a hamburger or a plate of food.
And so how many of them don't make it to the next Thanksgiving?
You
know, I had my share of reality. Once upon a time, I had committed myself to serving dinner, and I actually made a contribution to buy dinner for the homeless. And I stood in line that night to serve the homeless. And it was my chest was stuck out, swollen with pride, because I had the opportunity to sit and give somebody a couple of pieces of chicken and some rice and some beans, and I just felt so good about myself until that last person was fed. I just said, it just doesn't get any better than this, until I turned the lights out on that place.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Motivator, I walked outside.
Mm.
And in that parking lot,
yes,
was a sea of beds.
Mm.
They were making their beds in that parking lot.
Yes.
And those that didn't sleep on the ground had everything that they owned in a car.
Mm.
And they were in that car trying to sleep with their children.
Yes.
Mr. Motivator, I realized at that point I had done nothing.
Mm-hmm.
To feed someone a meal and then watch them lay on a cold ground and go to sleep. And I'm telling you, where their pillow was that cement thing that stops your car.
Mm.
Mm.
When I looked at that, I made a commitment to do everything I could to bless people in season and out of season. From that point forward, I wanted to do something good, not for that warm, fuzzy feeling inside of me, but to think that, but by God's grace, that could be me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought about that, and I thought about it. So I don't make any unrealistic resolutions. Mm-hmm. I just want to do what I can every day, every hour of the day, for as long as I live. Because people out there are going to always need help.
I love what you said just then, because that is a reality check. And I think we need to look at what kind of goals that the goals that we set to help the less fortunate and the people that we get to work with us. Because when a person is out there homeless and they need some food and you tell them, we need to see a place, your last bill. We need to see a place of residence. Okay? If they're homeless, how are they going to have a place of residence? But we have gotten carried away with red tape. Okay, here's a man starving, and you're asking him a bunch of questions about his bill and where he lives, and you can see that man, you can see the starvation in his face, and you stand there, I'm sorry, sir, we don't have enough information on you to be able to help you, but there are no, there are other organizations that you feel free to go and check with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then those organizations do the same thing. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What is the purpose of having an organization if you can't set a goal to have an impact, to actually do something for someone?
Mm-hmm.
If your organization is there just to sound nice and, well, we, our goal is to do what we can, but unfortunately, we must have this paperwork submitted.
That's right.
We've missed it.
We sure did. Listen, let me say this. We have 4 minutes left in this particular broadcast. And I want to bring everything down to a final say.
Yes.
We're here to discuss the honesty and how honesty breeds prosperity within us.
Yes.
Prosperity covers a wide range of positive attributes, positive attitudes within a person. And we want to try to get down to where we can be so honest with ourselves that we can absolutely accomplish any feasible goal that we set forth. We have to do that. What I want you all to understand is we're here to bless people. We're here to let's talk truth. And I want you to understand you cannot talk truth with rhetoric. We don't want to talk about what's politically correct. We want to talk about what is true and what's working and what's going to bring about a result. I'm asking you, if you want to talk to me, if you want to critique my show or you want to join in my show, send me your voice through an email at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. That's Let's Talk Truth. That's L-E-T, without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S-T-A-L-K-T-R-U-T-H, 333@yahoo.com. I have a, you can look at my blog, and it's www.loyce.blogspot.com. Why don't you go in there? After this show is over, you can go and you can listen to the show during the week. We would love to have you. We want these shows to spark some sort of flame in you that will make you, as John Q. Citizen, make you want to respond and do something different about yourself. And also, we want you all to start looking for our magazine that's coming out, Let's Talk Truth Magazine. And we have, we're coming around and doing a lot of different things, and we're trying to come together. So if any of you want to come together and come on this show and do everything, be sure and contact me by email. Mr. Motivator?
The final statement I'd like to make is that, Lois, we live in a multi-numerical universe. There is plenty for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why there is an increase in homelessness is because we have more greedy people than we have generous. And it's the greed that causes people to not want to be realistic. That's the kind of results that they need.
That's right. And as we're coming to a close, I thank all of my guests for being here tonight. Mr. Motivator, Louise, thank you. Shannon, I thank Baby Girl for being in here with us tonight. Even though she didn't have anything to say, she's going to start having something to say because she's an awesome person. She helped me to do my theme song for my Let's Talk Truth, so we thank God for her. And without anything you want to say, anything you might want to do, you can always contact me and understand who I am. I am Lois Bullock. I'm your host of Let's Talk Truth, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night, and be blessed on tomorrow.
Bye.